Wow, have you seen what Scott and Colette Stoller have been up to? There they are, dancing the tango in Buenos Aires, kissing in a hot springs in Iceland, kissing in midair on a bungee jump somewhere. They kiss a lot. They also mountain climb, paddleboard. Wouldn't you like to be like them? That's what advertisers are hoping. Colette and Scott Stoller quit successful careers. He as an engineering manager, she an ad producer, to join the growing community of travel influencers, people paid by resorts and tourism boards and adventure companies to travel and post pictures and videos of themselves on their social media. Here's one from Colette and Scott at the Sea of Cortez, Mexico.
After an epic hike up the mountain, now we're back in the crystal clear water enjoying Mexican cerveza. Feeling pretty accomplished with my day. I mean,
they can now make $200,000 a year with their site, Romaru, but they caution it's hard work. And they join us from NPR West in Culver City, California. Colette Scott, you say you don't like the term travel influencers. You prefer content creators. Colette, you start. Why?
I mean, we're art directors, we're photographers, we're writers, we're editors. And we go to these destinations and we try to find out exactly what their authentic story is. And then we tell it in our own ways, which are through video and through photos and through writing.
Well, you know, we've talked about years ago, there was this notion that there'd be this kind of guerrilla marketing, that people would be hired by companies to carry products, and you do some of that as well, or to post products and pictures, and people wouldn't know they were being marketed to. Now people do know. So I was trying to think, what's the difference between what you do and, let's say, what a freelance photographer does? It sounds like it boils down to you're the people in the pictures.
Yeah, it's a very good point. So, you know, talking about guerrilla marketing where people aren't aware that it's actually an ad or a sponsorship. You know, nowadays, Instagram, Facebook, they're trying to become very clear when things are actually ads. And the FTC has actually become involved as well. And if we do have any type of sponsored post, has to say ad, hashtag ad, or hashtag sponsored within the first three lines.
Yeah, if anything, I think social media is actually more transparent than your typical television show or movie that doesn't have to put hashtag ad across the feature when it's, you know, when a Coca-Cola comes up on Modern Family, they don't have to put hashtag ad. So there is a transparency in digital media that there might not be in traditional advertising.
We mentioned that you make a little over $200,000. But it's a lot of work. You're freelance. So you're constantly negotiating. I mean, I don't think anyone's going to cry for you, some of the places that you travel to. But it's work.
Of course. I mean, we would caution someone to get into this business just for the money because it's not there inherently. And we worked very hard for free for a very long time. Eventually, it happened where someone came to us with a package deal on a destination and they offered us a lump sum for a specific amount of deliverables. And we said, hey, we're actually worth something.
Okay, I have to ask for an interpretation.
Yes.
When you say package deal, what does that mean? Just give us a sense of how it works. Somebody comes to you and they say what?
Sure. For example, a hotel group will come to us and they'll say, we want you to go down to Jamaica to our hotel. And you'll stay there for 3 nights and you'll shoot 20 photos that we can use for advertising and marketing purposes. You'll shoot a video that will appear on your channels on Facebook and YouTube. You'll shoot, say, 10 Instagram photos, Twitter, Facebook, live video. So that's the type of package deal where there's multiple deliverables on separate platforms.
Mm. I'm betting this is changing the ad industry because to send a big advertising company down to a location for 3 days is costing companies a lot more than it is to send you guys and have you put it on your social media.
Robin, you're exactly right. And that is, we're seeing a big change in the technology from the cameras and the gear that's required to create this content. What used to be called, you know, professional, there's now a new bracket called prosumer, which is the blend of professional and consumer. And now you can take camera gear out there and as simple as your iPhone and create stunning and beautiful images that could be used for print or for digital marketing. Mm-hmm. And the pricing is continuing to drop, but I think the content is continuing to go up.
Well, and it's getting to be a bit of a crowded field. Some of the top influencers, the Blonde Abroad, someone named Kirsten Rich, Brian Kelly, the Points Guy. Are you aware of others? Are you in touch with each other? Or?
Yeah, definitely. Because, Robin, you said it is a community, and we have definitely met people along the way, whether it was that we were also on a press trip with other influencers or that we just reached out directly and said, hey, let's develop a relationship.
Who are some you admire?
I do love How Far From Home. They're a South African couple. Their Instagram stories are fantastic.
I have to give some admiration to Andrew underscore Muse. I think he's early 20s and decided to, you know, take his love of snowboarding and travel and his golden retriever. And he's traveled all around the States and up into Alaska and through Canada. And he creates some really cool content.
Well, what would you say is the key to being successful?
You have to be comfortable with being uncomfortable. You have to hear no a lot. I mean, the amount of pitches that we send out and phone calls that we make and really trying to get ourselves out there, people will say no constantly. But we take a no as, all right, at least we have a contact. And so maybe they said no this time, but we'll follow up next month and the next month. And we've had leads for sometimes a year and a half before we actually got to work with that company or that brand. If you're not a great storyteller or you're not creating high-quality photos constantly and inspiring people, then your fan base is just going to fall off because someone else is going to step up and take your place.
And I think with that, you need to have this obsessive passion and this grit. Like when Scott said, we're going to hear no. You are definitely going to hear no, but know that no is one step closer to a yes. I mean, you're going to hear a lot more crickets than you will actual no's.
You know, we've made mistakes. And from our first photo, our first video, our first blog post, we look back and laugh.
Like what's one?
Oh, I think some of our previous videos might have been a bit laughable.
Yeah.
Coming from production, I usually had a crew with me. Now we are shooting everything. We're editing everything.
And I think, too, finding our voice and in our story. It took a good friend of ours to realize and tell us to our face, you guys need to be yourselves and just tell that story online, and I think you'll go far.
You have to be a little bit of an exhibitionist.
Yeah, we kind of shied away from that because we almost felt like it was narcissistic. So at first, the stories we told were...
They were sanitized.
Yes. And then once our friend said, you guys, your brand is right in front of you. You are the couple. Lead with that. Ultimately, Colette and Scott are the brand of Romaru. I mean, we are the faces of it, and we just have to be ourselves.
Colette and Scott Stoller, thank you so much.
Thank you, Robin.
Thank you, Robin.